Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive.
Welcome to It Takes a Village, presented by Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Visit them online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we welcome Barb Spees, Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care at Felician Village. Now, Barb, we've talked before on the show. Question about the core values at Felician Village.
Felician Village is a ministry. It's sponsored by the Felician Sisters of North America. And as a ministry, we hold to the core values of the Felician Sisters. You know, I think most workplaces these days have a mission statement, and ours connects to our faith tradition, and so do our core values. They're really guiding principles that remind us of how we do things to continue in the footsteps of the sisters.
Yeah, keeping the faith is a big way to do that. So do you have an example of one of the values?
Yeah, you know, we've been thinking a lot about our value of transformation recently. And it says that, you know, we're meant to follow the Holy Spirit as we encourage open minds and hearts and discussion so that we can foster new ideas for continual growth and flourishing. And, you know, what I really love about this value is that we realize that change happens. Mm-hmm. We need to change to learn new things, to adapt to the world around us, and to meet the needs of those who we're caring for.
Change can be a very good thing. So what about the transformation that's going on at Felician Village?
You know, sometimes we experience transformation in big ways, and other times small. Recently, we've updated various aspects of the interior of our buildings. There's new paint on the walls throughout, and that's offering a fresh and bright look. There's new flooring that makes movement from area to area feel crisp and smooth and nicely cushioned. Mm-hmm. New furniture creates a warm atmosphere for families to visit and for residents to gather.
So, Barb, you said something about freshly painted walls. What's going on those walls?
Well, we have some beautiful new art throughout the building, along with some of the well-loved photos of the heritage of our ministry. We're reminded of the stories of the sisters in Manitowoc serving the community through our heritage hallway photos. But we also have some new images, and they tell the story of St. Francis and his poem about all of creation. These prints are lovely pieces of art that came from Assisi, Italy, and they're donated by one of our staff members. Bit by bit, these new items and other works have come to the walls. One of my favorite new wall decorations in each unit is a series of frames, and it's for the artwork of the residents. These frames allow for placing the new works regularly so that there's a fresh visual experience for everybody, in addition to really respecting the dignity of the residents and their artistic efforts.
That is so nice to get everyone involved at Felician Village. So what other types of transformation are you experiencing?
The Felician Sisters are known for the work of Blessed Mary Angela. She was their foundress, and she said, "Serve where you are needed." She saw a need in her community, and she adapted to meet that need. We continue to uphold that idea of transformation that meets the needs of those around us. So the Felician Village Board of Directors have officially approved plans for a new 20-bed assisted living unit. It's called the Commons at Felician Village. It expands our commitment to meeting those evolving needs of older adults in the Manitowoc area. You know, there's a growing demand for high-quality assisted living services. And so it's one of the ways that senior care is changing, where more individuals are seeking supportive and residential-style environments. Also, part of that renovation, we're going to have a movie theater and an art studio. Those are going to be constructed in some current office space in our village square. A really lovely thing about these amenities is that they're going to be available for all Felician Village residents.
Supporting the arts, and I love the idea of the movie theater. That it just sounds like fun. How are all these changes going over at Felician Village?
You know, it's a lot. we appreciate things once we get used to them, but we're always reminded that our core values provide for us to embrace change, whether it's, you know, training on a new process or building something new. Transformation really allows for growth and for flourishing.
Wise words there. Thank you, Barb. I'm always great to talk with you here.
All right. Thank you so much.
This has been It Takes a Village, presented by Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or visit them online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive.